The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter." When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. The Gospel of the Lord. On our gospel, a little snapshot of what it looks like to dig in. And Jesus is pretty sure he knows who he's dealing with, and likewise his opponents. And you can see how the tension is building. And I say, you know, when Jesus left, they began to act with hostility towards him, and I'm sure they thought they were just returning fire for fire there. But here, Jesus's heart ought not be questioned, and we ought to see what he's saying. His words are challenging, and in the Pharisees' mind, I'm sure, condemnatory, but we ought to see them as words of love. We have to see them, in fact, as words of love, and love for the men with whom he's speaking. And it's that heart of love that really we want to get to. It's that heart of love that we come here every day to experience and to draw life from, to be inspired to go out and love others just in the same way that we've received from our Lord. And by love, what I mean is not that we come here to feel good, although it does feel good to be loved by God. It's not that we come here to feel good, but we come here because it is good for us to come here, and that God wills our good. God wills our good. And so we are to will the good of others. Now, like we're supposed to, just because we find this in Jesus, so we're inspired to, in fact, we're supposed to desire and do what is good for the people we encounter, no matter how we feel, no matter how we feel. Now let me walk back to the heart, the loving heart, or the heart of worship of God, because this is the only way we get there. We only get there if we have this heart exchange. We only get there if we put on the heart of God, if we put on the mind of God, because we can't do this ourselves, and I'll show you why. Because we tend to live our lives like this, right? Let me give a hypothetical prayer. Okay. Dear God, I want X, and I'm asking you, and I think that X will give me fulfillment or happiness. I think it'll give my life a sense of purpose, which we all want, right? We all want that. And so I'm asking that you give me X. Okay? That's a reasonably good prayer. That's a lot of our prayers, right? It's a reasonably good prayer. Here's a better one. God, I think that you will give me a sense of purpose. I think that you will bring me fulfillment and ultimate happiness. Let me follow you wherever you lead, whether or not it includes X, which I might like. You know, it's like, we try to slip it in at the end, you know, but it's like, you could still do that. But the important thing is, where's the focus, right? I mean, I talked about the Yankees. Of course, God wants the Yankees to win. It's clear, right? He's making that clear. No, but we don't trust the Yankees for our happiness. They'll let us down. You know, they can't get us there, because that's not what life's about. It's not what our life is about. And the same with all the other counterfeit gods. So it's just that focus on God. And look, right? Red, martyrdom, Isaac Jogues, Jean de Brébeuf, the Jesuit martyrs of North America, Canada, who, by the way, were able to convert many peoples because they made the second prayer and not the first. Because there's no way that Isaac Jogues and John de Brébeuf and all these guys would have known that 10 years after the last death of the last martyr, St. Kateri Tekakwitha would be born in the town where their blood was shed. So, you know, what did they desire? And it's clear from their writings, if you have access to them, that they desired God. God alone. I think it was Jean de Brébeuf who said, "The tortures are great, but God is greater." Sometimes you have to think, like, even flip it around, because we have a hard time with, like, torture. Come on, these guys had their fingers chewed off. You know, like, this is serious torture, but God is greater. I think sometimes we might flip it back and say, you know, like, the pleasures are great. Like, our temptation to pleasure is great, but God is greater. Do you know what I mean? Like, we have to go beyond every time to God. God is greater. God is greater. God is greater. Everywhere we find ourselves today, God is greater. God is greater. He's the one who's going to give sense and meaning and purpose to our lives. We don't even know what that means. We don't need to know what that means. But if we follow him in faith, then we are part of that great prayer that we pray every day, that his will be done, and that his kingdom come. We don't know how, but we will find in the abandoning of ourselves to him peace and love and joy to the full, being caught up in his mission, being used for his glory. There's nothing greater. So spend this time simply turning our hearts and our lives over to God for what he wants. And we trust, as we find that peace for ourselves, that he has us where he wants us, to bring his love to life in this world that so desperately needs it.